Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Is it over the middle? Caught Odunze for the Chicago touchdown. Rome Odunze coming back home, and he's put the Bears back in front.
Well, it looks to me like we have confusion. Both of these safeties, watch the communication pre-snap, and they both come down, and there's no safety in the middle of the field. Both corners are playing outside leverage, trying to funnel it to somebody. Nobody's home. And Caleb Williams, just like he did last week, when the defense makes a mistake, he found it, made him pay. That was a great strike from Williams.
Oh, shoot. I can't remember play-by-play, to be honest with you, but I remember talking to Caleb before he took the field, and I said, this is what you're built for. These are the moments that he thrives in the most. I think that's really been the story of his life, to be honest with you, and I know he came through for us in a big way. That was a heck of a pass rush. We knew what 98 was capable of, and then the rest of those guys are really hard blocks as well. And so for us to look up, and we only had one sack, it certainly felt a lot worse than that, because Caleb was having to elude a lot and continue to evade that rush. And so, he found a way. The playmakers found a way. Our O-line found a way to hold on there for us to get a touchdown when we needed it the most.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're listening to Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank. In great clips, Judson Richards along with you. Hour number two, as we are celebrating a victory Monday right here for the Bears as they knock off the Raiders 25-24. The Bears, in fact, have won two in a row. And 2-2 on the season. Green Bay Packers do not get a win on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings do not get a win in Ireland on Sunday. And how about this stat? By the way, that audio courtesy of CBS on the touchdown score there. Rome Odunze just became the only NFL player with a receiving touchdown in each of their first four games this year. And he is the first Bears player to score a touchdown in each of the team's first four games of a season since Walter Payton in 1986. How about that? You also heard the audio of Caleb Williams celebrating coming off of the field after the victory, and Ben Johnson telling his quarterback that this is what he is built for. 312-644-6767. Let's ask you, is this what Caleb Williams is built for? Like, where is your confidence level in number 18 after this game, four games in, and now making his way towards not even that close to a season and a half? But how are you feeling about your quarterback right now? 312-644-6767. We will hear from Ben Johnson post-game in full coming up in just about 5 minutes. You know, there was something said on the Fox broadcast in the Cowboys-Bears game I thought was really interesting. This is what Kevin Burkhardt said. He said that Ben Johnson told him in the production meeting, quote, "We were such a perfect play mentality in Detroit, but here I can call something and run it, and the quarterback will kind of make something happen And I need to be okay with that. It's like Ben Johnson was speaking out loud that it's okay that the play, the way that I see it, to perfection, it may not go that way. It may actually go well, and I need to be okay with that, right? It's very much, you know, think of your high school basketball coach when a player launches a three-pointer from the corner, and it's like, no, and then it goes in, and it's like, yes. You know, you feel like Ben Johnson is trying to get off of the no, yes, and just be okay with the yes part of it. Because I'll tell you, on that game-winning drive, I don't know if the perfect play mentality, if Caleb Williams tries to ride out the way that the play is designed, that the Bears end up with a victory. You know, he had a 12-yard scamper. He had a 6-yard scramble. And both of those running plays kept the chains moving and combined with his arm talent, his instincts. And I don't know if this was a game necessarily that was just won by an offensive genius, a Ben Johnson. I think that this is part of the, when Ben said, I need to be okay with that, I think we saw it in the final drive. And by the way, Ben Johnson knows what Caleb Williams is capable of. It's why he came here. He told us that. And there's really proof in the pudding because Ben Johnson has been offered a lot of jobs over the last couple of years. Ben Johnson could have had a lot. I think he's turned down some jobs. And I think he decided that he wanted to be in a place where he could really build a legacy and help this franchise and also have a quarterback to help him do it. 312-644-6767. Another reason why I wanted to play that audio... Grant, let's play that audio again of Caleb coming off of the field. This was his celebration. This is what Caleb sounded like.
Yeah! Yeah!
Oh! You know, yeah! Caleb is so often calm, cool, and collected that the only time you ever really see him come out of his skin is celebratory. You know, I spent maybe a decade watching every pass Philip Rivers threw, and Philip used to have what I would call game rage. He just would get so just naturally angry because he cared so much that I felt like a lot like road rage is you just would see red, and I felt like it would really affect him at times. And I don't see that from Caleb. Like, when Caleb has something poor go wrong, like when something bad happens, I know that Ben took issue with his body language. They were so bad last year that it's almost like, well, what do you expect them to look like? But Caleb's composure is one of the things that I'm most impressed with him, where he is calm, cool, and collected, unless he's celebrating. Right? Like, unless he's running down towards the end zone to celebrate with Roman Dunze. Otherwise, when he's at the podium, when they have a bad three and out and he makes his way, you know, there's a lot of never let them see you sweat with Caleb. And I think that his composure, Patrick Manley said in the postgame show, that it's like he feels calm watching Caleb in these big moments. And a part of it is I think Caleb delivers in these big moments. Last year, there was a lot of potential game-winning drives that they just didn't win. But finally, we got to see Caleb be calm, cool, collected. His instincts, his arm talent, his legs got them to the end zone. 11 plays, 69 yards, 5 minutes, 11 seconds, and then special teams backed them up. Like, it was like a very uncomplimentary game until the last 5 minutes that led to this Bears victory. 312-644-6767. Adam is with us in Griffith, Indiana, if I have that right. Adam, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, I think the same thing. Every time the Bears throw up the field instead of like 20 yards to the sidelines and 1 yard up the field, something inside me goes, yes, we're trying to win now.
It's more vertical.
I mean, absolutely. It's like, finally, we're going to use the quarterback for what we bought him for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, Adam, thanks for the call, man. Adam, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, actually, how about blocking the punt and covering the spread again? did anybody else have a pick six where that punt made a difference?
Did it for you?
My God. Yes, I hit mine.
Oh, good for you, Adam.
I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, I just $5 bet, you know.
Oh, hey, man, money's money. Yeah, congrats, Adam. I appreciate it. I just put $10 on him to win. You know, I did it against the Cowboys. And I kind of forgot. I had accepted the loss, if I'm being honest. Like, kickers are so good these days that when the Bears gave up that lengthy kickoff return, I kind of felt like it was over, if I'm being honest. But damn it, Josh Blackwell helped Adam make some money. And they ended up with a victory, 2-2, complimentary football, and a quarterback that I felt like calm, cool, and collected. He does not really have this game rage in him, right? He's level-headed. He's tough as hell. 68 sacks, and how many snaps did he 68 sacks, right? Was that what it was last year?
Yeah, something in that range. 64,
I think I'm right.
68.
Yeah. Second most all time. How many snaps did he miss? How many snaps did he miss with all of those sacks and hard hits? Go watch the Houston Texans loss and tell me, Jesus, how did that man make it through the game? And don't tell me he's not concussed. But also, I'm impressed that Caleb Williams knows when to go down. He knows when to go down. If it sounds like I'm a believer, I am. I am. There's more to go. There's work that needs to be done. But I'm telling you, what was my takeaway from that Dallas Cowboys win? Not that the Cowboys defense sucks. It's that if you have a clean pocket, he will slice you and dice you. And Ben Johnson, his footwork and his timing and getting his eyes in the right place is working out. But man, when do you see Caleb outside of himself? It's really only when he's celebrating. Otherwise, he's on to the next play. And I find it to be a winning trait from number 18. Let's hear from Ben Johnson. Hey, congratulations to Ben. By the way, this isn't getting a ton of run. Like, this is pretty amazing. The Bears got their 800th win as a franchise.
Second all time.
Second all time behind
that team up north
that did not get a win on Sunday.
Did not.
The Green Bay Packers have 812 of them. Ben Johnson post game. Here's what it sounded like in full.
Came out of that game pretty clean. There really was nobody that of note that didn't finish the game. We're in good shape there. Man, I'm proud of our guys. They came through for us. We're building something special here, and I think they're feeling it. Just the belief they have in each other, the belief they have in this coaching staff, I thought it really shone through. This is a huge win for our team. Finding a way in the fourth quarter to come out on top, I just thought that was outstanding for us. So proud of our guys, proud of the locker room. I know it's an ugly game at times. I thought I'd give a lot of credit to the Raiders. They played their tails off, which we knew they would. You know, Coach Carroll is such a good coach. And they have so many good players on their side that it was going to be a dogfight. And they were desperate for a win, and we were desperate for a win as well. And, it came down right to the wire, just like we thought it might. And so, like I said, that's a huge character win for our team, and I just love it for them. Open it up.
For Josh Blackwell, as you've got to know him, what's it going to say about him to make that play?
Yeah, man, he... He came through for us right when we needed it. And, you know, I'm listening on the headset, and Coach Hightower, who does just such an incredible job with our special teams unit in all those phases, he's kind of narrating it in real time. And he's like, yeah, Blackwell's going to get this one for us. He's going to come through. And sure enough, it came to light just like he thought. And so, man, I was so proud of him. He's a guy that not only is a key cog of what we do on special teams, but a key contributor there as a backup in our DB room, and that was huge for him.
You mentioned this sloppy game, talk about some of the penalties and negative yardage. How did you kind of balance almost your own emotions and then obviously the team's emotions as you weathered all of that?
Yeah, it's easy to get frustrated, but we don't panic. we just don't. It's not who we are, and that's not what we do. And so, you know, we have a three and out to start the game, I believe, on offense. And, you know, defense comes through for us. And, you know, they end up with four turnovers on the day, and we're not able to capitalize on those turnovers to the extent that we'd like to. You know, and I could see where either side of the ball would get really frustrated. I could see where the defense would get frustrated with the offense, and the offense frustrated with ourselves. And you know, that didn't happen. Everybody stayed the course. No one panicked whatsoever. I thought we came in at halftime. We hit that reset button. That's what we talked about. Take a deep breath, and let's come out and play 30 minutes and find a way to win.
What impressed you most about the game when you drive?
Oh, shoot. Well, I can't remember play by play, to be honest with you, but I remember talking to Caleb before he took the field, and I said, this is what you're built for. These are the moments that he thrives in the most. I think that's really been the story of his life, to be honest with you, and I know he came through for us in a big way. That was a heck of a pass rush. We knew what 98 was capable of, and then you know, the rest of those guys are really hard blocks as well. And so for us to look up, and we only had one sack, it certainly felt a lot worse than that, because Caleb was having to elude a lot and continue to evade that rush. And so, you know, he found a way. The playmakers found a way. Our O-line found a way to hold on there for us to get a touchdown when we needed it the most.
It was a tough sliding through the run game most of the game, but on third and four there at the end to call on Swift, what went into that decision to call that? I mean, I'm sure it's four down territory, but to trust Swift, to trust your guys in that moment.
Yeah, it's a hard one to answer right now, to be honest with you. I just, in the moment, it's just what you're feeling, what your gut's telling you is going to work, and so my gut was probably wrong a lot of the night. So it was good to see it come through, and really it's a credit to those guys. I mean, they know we get down there inside the five. That's what we want to do. We want to be able to run it inside the 10-yard line, and I think they came through for us.
Where did you see from Ashton Jensen, and what made him so hard to contain?
It's exactly what you saw on tape, whether in college or the first three games this year. He's so compact that you have to hit him a certain way to bring him down. It's really hard for one individual to bring him down, and I thought you saw that time and time again, where arm tackles, they're not going to do it. It's going to take a swarming mentality by the entire defense, and if it is just one man, you got to hit him just right to bring him to the ground. So, you know, we had a plan to look to contain him, and he got after us. Pretty good. Yeah, I thought that O-line for them, they came out guns a-blazing as well.
And what do you think about the atmosphere here inside? You just didn't seem like a lot of Bears fans.
Yeah, it's my first time here in Allegiant, and pretty cool to see the Bears fans travel like they did. You know, it's the appeal of Vegas might have had something to do with it, but yeah, I'd love for that to happen every away game we have going forward.
What went into the offensive tackle switch you guys made?
Yeah, we knew going into the game that Ozzie was likely to get some snaps for us. He's a guy that just keeps getting better each and every week. And so we were just at the point where we weren't doing a whole lot on offense, and we felt like that might give us a little spark and ignite us a little bit on offense there.
Speaking of the spark, what was it looking? Four turnovers, second straight game, three interceptions, second straight game. And they're not easy interceptions, there are a couple of them are diving ones.
I know. We talked about it. We talked about it last night, how we were going to need to get some turnovers on the road here to get our first road win, and those guys came through. Byard came through with two of them. I thought Tyreek had one of the more athletic plays I've seen. The way he bounced up after that, I thought that was incredible. And then, we don't win that game without those turnovers. You know, just the way that they were able to move the ball. You know, like I said, had we been able on offense to capitalize on that a little bit more, it wouldn't have come down to the wire like that. But 1-for-4 in the red zone for us on offense, it's not gonna win you a whole lot of games.
And sorry if you already answered this, but you talk all the time about the pride you in your group taking and adjusting. With Caleb today and the pass rush that he was facing, did you see some adjustment in the second half to realize that there isn't time you have to be fast?
Yeah, I really felt like our guys our guys just focused in, and they took a deep breath there at halftime, and they took a lot of pride in doing the best job that they could. So I'll have to go back and I'll look at the tape. I don't know play call wise if I was really that different in the second half than I was the first half, but I'll have to go back and I'll look at that.
Ben, was that a diversion of stumble bum we saw earlier in the game?
Yeah, you know, that was one of those, you know, we have a group of guys that come up with plays, and we felt like that could take advantage of something that we saw. We were really in two down territory in my mind at that point anyway, so I knew that we were going to go for an explosive play on that one, and if we didn't get it, then we were going to go for it on the next one. So it happens sometimes, you know, and that's the cost of doing business. Some of them hit, some of them don't.
You guys had Corey Taylor kickoff. Was that already covered in here?
Yeah, so Cairo was feeling a little something, and we were getting him checked out, and so Torrey came through for us. From my understanding, Cairo was good to go.
All right, so that is Ben Johnson. After the Bears win 25-24, they take down the Raiders in Las Vegas. Bears move to 2-2 on the season. We are taking your reactions all morning long, 312-644-6767, really all day long right here on 6-7 The Score. Anything that Ben Johnson said, you want to react to it, the phone lines, they are open, 312-644-6767. You want to get on, I promise you, you will get on. Judson Richards along with you all the way until 5 o'clock this morning. By the way, the trick plays by Ben Johnson. Listen, I don't know how you all feel out there. I love that there is, it feels like at least two a game. The stumble bum, it's like, you know what it kind of felt like? It's like you've seen a comedian before. You're like, I've seen this material, you know? They tried the stumble bum again. It kind of looked like the stumble dumb to me. The fake flea flicker, which is difficult to say at 1:20 in the morning, the fake flea flicker, I thoroughly enjoyed. That kind of made my eyes leap. Like, I was like, oh, they're trying it again. It's like, oh, no, they're not. So that, I like the fake flea flicker. To me, And by the way, it would have been a nice positive play if DeAndre Swift hadn't had the face mask, the legal hands of the face. So keep trying him out there, Ben Johnson, 312-644-6767. By the way, when it comes to the rushing defense of the Bears, as you know, NFL teams over the bye week, they do self-scouting. There will need to be some serious self-scouting on this run defense for the Bears. Ashton Jeanty, I think his long for the season was like an 18-yard run. Drastically changed that today with a 64-yard run. This was the number 6 overall picked breakout game. Ashton went to 21 carries, 138 yards. That's a 6.6 yard per carry average. And overall, the Raiders rush for 240 yards. The big picture, the Bears are the worst in the NFL in defending the run. Best in the league, the Cleveland Browns are allowing 70 yards a game on the ground. All the way at the bottom, the Chicago Bears are allowing 164.5 yards per game. Buffalo Bills right there with them at 164.3, but that will be an area of self-scout that will need to be discussed. We'll read some of these texts on the other side. Grant and I had a thought. If this game in Las Vegas, if this Raiders-Bears game was a Vegas movie, what Vegas movie would it be? Text us, 312-644-6767. Also, the back and forth between the CBS reporter at halftime and Ben Johnson was kind of awkward. So awkward, we should probably revisit the highlight, talk about that a little bit. And we'll stay on this game as well. We're taking a reaction on Bears Monday. They are a winner. 312-644-6767. Bears on a 2-game win streak. They are 2-2 on the year. So excited for this next matchup, although we're going to have to be patient to see the Bears and the Commanders coming up on October 13th. But we are taking a reaction coming up on 6-7 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Score.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Geno Smith gonna run for it, and he's picked again. Tyreek Stevenson with a mesmerizing play, and that turns the tides in Chicago's favor quickly as Geno Smith throws his third pick in two plus quarters.
Boy, is that Stevenson still down? You saw him land awkwardly on his side, Arch, as he sacrificed his body to make that diving, lunging pick, offering up his body to make a play for his team. Unbelievable.
That call from CBS, and what a play by Tyreek Stevenson. And I love? Tyreek Stevenson getting some good momentum, some good mojo, heading into the Bears' next game against the Washington Commanders at Washington. The Monday night game, so the chance at real redemption, doing it right there all over again after the Fail Mary game. Yikes. 312-644-6767. It's Bears Monday right here on 670 The Score. Judson Richards along with you. I think I said it, but that audio courtesy of CBS. Great call by Spiro Dedis. He used the word mesmerizing. And then Adam Marchuleta was kind of all over the place. It's like, hello. Like, they came back from halftime, and Spiro's like, what a game. And he's just like, yeah, like, what a game. It was like he was surprised by the question. And then he goes, good word, mesmerizing. It's like, hey, Adam, let's go, buddy. Especially, you know, Adam's a former safety. I want to say he played at Arizona State University. Had a nice NFL career. But if there's ever a guy who should appreciate that play in the secondary, it should be you, Adam Archuleta. We have been appreciating this game, a Bears victory. It was ugly. It was like the Shrek of games. But most importantly, they get it done, especially with five starters out and Jalen Johnson on the IR. Ugly victory or not, when you are that beat up and you go on the road, it's still very early on in the NFL season. Like, we don't know who's bad. We don't know who's terrible. The Raiders may end up being a good football team. We don't know. Listen, a lot of people thought the Green Bay Packers were going to go 17-0. They haven't won in 2 weeks. So there's just a lot of unknown. But this was kind of a bonkers game. So I thought we'd ask you, if this was a Las Vegas movie, what movie would it be? 312-644-6767. This is one we kind of agreed on, Grant. Let's go to Ocean's 11, came in on the text line from the 630.
Target, when was the last time you were in Vegas?
You want to knock over a casino.
Three casinos?
You know why it kind of felt like Ocean's 11? Do we have another clip on that one? Let's get a little more Ocean's 11.
Because a house always wins. Mm. Play long enough, you never change the stakes. The house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
Been practicing that speech, haven't you?
A little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed it.
No, it was good. I liked it.
Oh, classic.
Such a good movie.
So good. So good. And you kind of felt like the Bears stole this one, right? The Bears have been robbed plenty over the last months, years, decades at times. It probably feels like the Bears fans. But this time, the Bears snuck out a victory, and they were in the black, right? The black is in the good. Right? Are you a big gambler, Grant?
I mean, you know, you can always bet red, you can always bet black.
Well, if you're in the red,
yeah,
that means you're losing.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just talking about craps. So you can bet on red, you can bet on black. But yes,
but
you're right.
The saying itself, right, that the Bears were in the black.
Yeah.
Coming home.
They were definitely in the black. There were some red moments. There were some red moments.
You're right. The reddest of them all was the kickoff return for the attempted final drive of the Raiders, where I'm like, I mean, it's indoors. These guys, aren't they kicking it like 70 yards? If you get a decent kickoff return, it's kind of done. 54-yarder, that's not a chip shot. But I don't think the trajectory of the angle mattered. Obviously, the further away you are, the lower the trajectory, because you got to kick it further, you got to kick it more distance. I don't think it mattered. I just thought it was a beautiful jump by Josh Blackwell to get there. And if you hadn't heard the audio, Scott Daly, the Bears long snapper, told him, hey, he moves the ball. Their snapper moves the ball. So they had a tell on how quickly he could get off the line. You beat your man, you get there, you get a chance to block it. We were also kicking around this movie as well, and I think maybe we just want to play the audio, but you know, if this game was a Vegas movie, what is it? Was it this one?
You're looking at your claws and you're looking at your fangs and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know what to do, man. I don't know how to kill the bunny. With this, you don't know how to kill the bunny. Do you know what I mean? You're like a big bear, man.
You're like a big bear.
I had to throw that in there, you know?
It's fitting.
The Bears Victory Monday. You got to throw them in.
Do we have any more of Vince Vaughn?
Of course we do.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
That's what I keep trying to tell you. So money.
Could you not mess with me right now?
Now, Vince Vaughn, I just remembered, he's a noted Bears fan, although isn't he from St. Louis?
It's either that or Iowa, I read. Or I think he was born, he may have been born in Missouri and then he moved up north, something like that. But yeah, he never. Yeah,
well, he's definitely a Bears fan.
Yeah, he's definitely a Bears fan, definitely a Blackhawks fan with much of his movies that way.
And so are the Bears now, did they not know they were money? But now they're so money they don't even know it. I mean, that's what we have to be asking ourselves after this victory today. 312-644-6767. Text us, if this Bears game was a Vegas movie, what movie would it be? Speaking of television and watching things unfold, there was an awkward back and forth between Ben Johnson and CBS reporter, who does a great job. Been seeing her on our television for years, Aditi Kinkabwala. This was their back and forth.
Your offense has struggled to take advantage of those takeaways.
Yep.
Okay, so what did you tell them to get things going?
That it wasn't our brand of football. We're capable of a lot more, and so we're hitting the reset button here at halftime, and we're going to come back and establish our identity here in the second half.
So you need to change what you're doing.
I don't know. You think so? We're going to be just fine.
Thank you.
Now, now, I probably more so the visual of it was Ben had a moment where he was kind of leaning over her. Now, do I really think that Ben was trying to intimidate Aditi Kinkabwala? I absolutely do not. By the way, we will get her opinion on that back and forth today on The Score. Aditi will join Mully and Hawk coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. So that'll be interesting. I think that Ben, I don't think Ben is awkward. I think he's awkward in game time, game mode, because he is wildly intense. He made a face before the game started. CBS caught him where, you know, Adam Gase thought it was a weird look on his face. Hope everyone got that reference. But his eyes just kind of bulged out of his head. He did this weird thing with his mouth. And so, you know, you can only imagine the intensity of that halftime. When the offense was as awful as it was. You know, one of the things that you read about Ben Johnson coming from Detroit, because, you know, Ben said he wasn't just moving one playbook from Detroit to Chicago. That wouldn't work. You got different personnel, different quarterback skill set. But one thing that Ben Johnson is very old school about is the run game. And I know, like, the threat of the run, you know, you just need the threat of the run to set up play action. No, it helps if you can really run the ball. Like, that's the ultimate threat, is if you're good at it. So, at one point, deep, like, with 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter, they had 9 carries for -2 yards. And then the next play, they were 10 carries for -4 yards. So I think the exchange there at halftime was Ben coming out of that meeting at halftime and then trying to be comical or trying to have a back and forth, trying to be a human, not just football coach guy. And it was strange. I think some Bears fans liked it. It's like, yeah, stand over her, stare her down. I
I find Ben Johnson, I think, in his real world is probably very gentlemanly. And that's not my read on him. But most importantly, I do look forward to getting Aditi Kinkabwala's reaction to her halftime back and forth. And most importantly, what it was like covering the Bears for this victory. Grant, let's step aside. If you haven't heard Caleb Williams in full on his post-game comments about this victory, how he felt like he performed, we'll do that coming up next. If you want to react, we'll take your phone calls and your text at 312-644-6767. Again, this is a Bears victory Monday on 670 The Score, a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Caleb Williams, post-game comments, coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Marks him back at the 41 yard line. Williams steps up. Williams, first down and more, making it happen with his wheels inside the 30. A run of 13. They get Chicago a first down.
That call on CBS. You're listening to Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Judson Richards back here with you. Caleb Williams, 22-37 on Sunday in a win over the Raiders, 212 yards passing, a touchdown interception. Was sacked one time. Hard to believe with the game that Max Crosby had. I think Caleb Williams said it, that's the best football player I've ever played against in the NFL. That's the kind of respect he had for Max Crosby. Max looks like he could dunk without jumping at times. It's like he looks like he's 6'5 with like an 8-foot wingspan. Hard to believe that was his first interception in the NFL with the one that he had against Caleb Williams. But, I thought Caleb, for the offensive line struggles in this game, it was an offense that was out of sorts. It was also an offense that had no run game. It's like, you know, wouldn't it be interesting to watch Caleb Williams with like a really stout run game? I don't mean just have a balanced attack. Like, the Bears, between DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manunga, they only ran it 18 times. Caleb had 8 rushes. A number of those, I'm sure, were just scrambles and broken down plays. But, you know, they threw it 37 times, rushed it 18 times between the two running backs. Not really balanced at all, and you understand why. They're trying to win the game. When you can't run it, when you're averaging 2.7 yards per rush, you're going to have to just throw it more. And Caleb threw it well. He was 2-for-7 in the first quarter, 20 for 30 in the last three quarters. And also, I thought that last drive, including that scramble, his feet were a big part of their win as well. Why don't we hear from the winning quarterback, Caleb Williams? These are his post-game comments in full.
Let's get it going.
Caleb, the Bears so long have been on the wrong side of these finishes, and
you've
got a taste of that last year. What was this like to see it go your way at the end?
Yeah, it's something we practice. It's something that we execute at the end of the game. It comes down to that. It comes down to execution as a team on all sides of the ball. If you look at it, offense did their job at the end of the game. Obviously, it's not what we wanted, the whole game. But when it came down to it, you can only win the game in the fourth quarter. And so it came down to that. We marched down the field. Everybody did a good job on that on the offensive side of the ball. Defense did a great job. Obviously, they wanted to keep him out of field goal range. They have a great kicker. He was in field goal range. But, defense did a good job keeping him at a long distance for a field goal, meaning that the trajectory of the ball has to be kicked at a certain height. and the special team. So all three sides of the ball at the end of the game came through, and that's what you wish for.
You mentioned a tough day offensively overall. How did you adjust to seeing that you're just not going to have a lot of time? You're going to be under pressure the whole day.
Yeah, I think it's something that you know. It's something that you know coming into a game. I think the guys did a great job, to be honest. They got a hell of a player over there. He's probably the best player that I've ever played against so far in my career. And so, they got a hell of a player. And so, understanding that coming into the game, trying to get the ball out as fast as possible, get it to my guys. And I think I can do a better job of that early in the game, getting everybody in rhythm. So that's a part of it. But you know, at the end of the day, that's what happened. We got some guys in there that, I mean, it's their first time, you know, playing and suiting up, especially versus a guy like that, and they did a hell of a job. So I'm proud of the guys, especially the way we fought. That's all you can ask for at the end of the day. And now we're 2-2 going into a bye week.
Did it remind you at all of the Commander game, kind of before the field or before the Hail Mary?
Marching, just like the feeling of like it's slow the whole game. Yeah. I think you can say that. It reminds you of that moment, of being able to have a grimy game, like you said, and just, you know, things aren't working as well as you want. You're in, you know, your defense puts you in, I think we were in, you know, for all those picks or something, or at least three of them, I think we were 30 yards out, and you know, they did a hell of a job. And so and we didn't do our part in those senses of being able to go score and, you know, create momentum for us as, you know, us as a team. But the defense, you know, they stood strong for us. Special teams stood strong for us. And, you know, at the end of the day, we all came together at the end and, you know, came out victorious.
David, when you could throw a game on the line drives, yeah, why do you think you respond so well individually?
I think the belief, I think those moments that, you know, we're born for, that I'm born for. And I think being able to portray the belief that, you know, guys, this is all we got and this is all we need. We're you know, in a position where we're not in a favorite position. We're down. It's all 11 of us on the field, and we got to go do a job. And so I think just the belief, the trust, the hard work that we put in, those are the moments that you wish for. Those are moments that you dream about. And so being able to have those moments and come through is important for, one, the confidence. Especially, like I said, in the moment where, you know, it's not a favorite position. You're away, you're down, and you got to go win the game. So it's a confidence builder, it's a culture builder for us. And, you know, especially the type of game we had, a grimy game, like you said, and being able to come together in the end, it builds a lot of confidence for us. And obviously we have things that we have to find ways to get better, get the run game going, get early completions, fast completions. And then obviously when we get our shots, take them. But I think we're, you know, we're creating something, you know, special here, and we got to keep going. Something that we got to keep building on. But it's a tough team, tough opponent over there, tough defense, and they got you know, some really good players over there. And so being able to come together and find a way to come out victorious is, like I said, I think it's a big win for us, especially my first one on the road.
After the defense turned them away, they were like deep in the red zone. Like, what worked for you guys?
Which
like at the end of the third quarter, and you guys get the ball back. I think you went like 8 plays without it.
Okay.
And then the one where DeAndre scored. What worked so well in that drive?
Oh, like the last, like right before the last. What worked so well? To be honest, in that moment, Ben came over to me right before, and he goes, you know, these are times that you're made for. So, you know, it provided, you know, belief and confidence that he has in me. And then from there, I went to the huddle and, you know, looked everybody in the eyes, and, you know, this is the moment. This is where we go win the game. And, you know, just trying to be as composed. Obviously, we had a negative play on that drive that set us back, I think, 10 yards on the holding. And just being composed, trying to be as calm as possible for those guys and look everybody in the eyes and understand that this is our moment. This is where we go win the game.
How much does Ben help? You just mentioned that thing he said to you. But throughout the game, how much does he help you guys with that resilience to stay in it? Because you got to – I mean, I'm sure he was frustrated as you were.
Yeah.
But how did he kind of help you guys stay level-headed and stay resilient?
Yeah, I mean, kudos to the coaches. We go into halftime, and we had, I don't know how many passing yards and how many rushing yards, but it was, I think it was below 100 both total. And so I think when we got into that locker room, Ben's calmness, Coach Johnson's calmness, his belief, his understanding of that's not our brand of football. And that's what he told us. And we went back out there, and we found ways to stop them, to move the ball down the field, and special teams doing their job also.
Okay, what was your vantage point on Blackwell's block?
I was sitting down, and my guy Petey was right behind me. I was sitting down trying to be calm, just, you know, not too high, not too low in those moments. Believe in our guys. And you know, they did a hell of a job being able to come through for us. And then,
how do you describe the noise of that where you've got 35,000 Bears fans that react?
Yeah, it's so I was looking, I didn't have my eyes closed or anything. So I was looking, and, you know, I'm watching, and obviously you can hear him kick, and you're trying to figure out where the ball went. So I'm looking up, trying to find the ball. And, I end up seeing the ball, you know, squirt out, you know, only, you know, 15 yards or so. And, you know, those are moments that you wish for, that we train for, opportunities that those guys train for. And so proud of those guys, happy for those guys. And, you know, it's a big moment for us.
The touchdown to Rome, the pocket was closing in there. What did you see on that play?
Yeah, Rome was running a good route. I felt and saw some space. Just the belief in Rome that when he was going to break, and stood in there, and, you know, if I was going to get hit, but believing that Rome was going to come out his break, and I was going to deliver him a solid ball enough to, you know, be able to catch it at least. And you know, he did a great job being able to catch it on a run and go score.
You talked about belief before.
Yeah.
To have two wins in a row going into the bye and just to kind of be able to marinate on that a little bit. What does this mean for the team that you got some proof of concept that this stuff works?
Yeah, this is big. Every win is big for belief and confidence for us. But to be able to go 0-2, and then fight back, now going to the bye being 2-2, it's kudos to the coaches, kudos to us as players. And like I've said, we got too many guys that care. Our guys, whether it's coaches or players, but specifically speaking about the players, we got a lot of guys that care, and care about each other, but also care about the outcome of this team. I think being able to come together, I think adversity does that to the great teams. And we had some adversity our first two games versus divisional opponents. And so being able to come together, fight together, and be able to have a game how we had last week, but also have this, you know, this supremely tough game where, you know, not all cylinders are hitting on the same moment, and then, you know, we all come together at a certain time and we go win the game.
Caleb, was that
couple
a
more
bizarre question, but given who your head coach is, was that a fake stumble?
That was a fake stumble. It was a fake stumble. They did a great job on defense. They ended up getting some run through. I should have hit Rome even after the scramble. It was frustrating being able to miss that pass, but they did a good job on defense. And they covered it down and got some run through, so I couldn't go through the other progressions. But, you know, yeah, it was a fake stumble.
Okay, since the summer, Ben, you've been pretty encouraged about the timing of the bye, feeling like if you got a chance offensively to scale that or zoom out and look at it. What do you think happens over the next 2 weeks that allow you to kind of reset coming out?
Yeah, an early bye like this, I think it does do that for us. But also, it's like another, in a sense, like training camp in a way. You get to look back on, you know, what we've done well, what we haven't done well, and you get to adapt and adjust to those things. And I think us as a team, that's what we're going to do, especially with the momentum that we've had with, you know, the home win, our first home win to this first away win. And so I think being able to look back on all of that, and the tape always, you know, and everything feels better when, you know, you win. But we got to look back on it and be truth tellers, like I've said before, and figure out what we do best to be able to keep this winning streak going.
You were how last one, Jason, grown when it comes to having to make it work in imperfect circumstances or adverse circumstances today, where you don't have a running game and there's a lot of pressure coming.
Yeah, I think the biggest growth is being able to keep my composure for the guys. Most importantly, it's not just the other 10 guys on the field. It's the whole team. And so I think there was moments in the game where, you know, I got frustrated, and the growth in that standpoint of not having, whether it's bad body language or, you know, not saying anything or, you know, raising my temper, you know, maybe too much. I think that's been the growth. So being able to see the composure for me in those bad moments, those tough moments, maybe after a pick where their guy comes from right D end to the middle field, tips it, and, you know, those are frustrating moments where You know, those are moments that, that can change momentum. And you know, the guys look at me and they're like, okay, you know, he's composed. He's you know, he's still strong-willed. That you know, we're going to come out here. We're going to you know, score this next drive. And maybe we don't, but you know, we're going to get up. We're going to fight. Fall down 7 times. Get up 8. Keep swinging. Awesome. The Bears.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Go Bears, presented by Busey Bank. And great clips, Judson Richards along with you. Yes, we are live, ready to take your phone calls at 312-644-6767. Your text can come in at the same number as well. That was Caleb Williams in full, his post-game comments. A lot of interesting stuff in there. When asked about his belief to go and get the job done like he did there, he said, I'm born for this. And he is. He has the rare skill set of the arm strength, not only just the velocity, but also the accuracy and the athleticism. I think, I mean, he is sleepy fast out there on the field, right? And he's not, you know, he's not like, he doesn't look like Lamar Jackson as far as physique-wise. He's a little bit thicker. He's a little bit more of a square body. Yet when he gets up and goes, he's got some legitimate fast twitch muscle fiber and speed combined, right? So if you were designing it in a lab, it would come out a little bit like Caleb Williams. The question is, what do you do with it? So Caleb, to me, looks like a guy that recognizes he's been born to do this and is going to apply that trait. We have all seen wasted talent. We have seen it. If you watch sports long enough, you've seen it, especially guys that are projected to be great and just don't put in the work, just don't put in the time. Caleb is putting on the time, putting in the time, and now also getting the right coaching to go along with it. Although, I'll be honest, I thought today Caleb Williams went and won this one. This wasn't, you know, the stumble bomb didn't lead to 7. The fake flea flicker didn't lead to 7. Caleb Williams on the game-winning drive with the accuracy, the arm talent, the legs, and the instincts, he looked like a guy who was born to do this. Didn't have a great game per se, but did enough. Did enough, led a game-winning drive, and Josh Blackwell, a.k.a. Blockwell, blocked it.
That's got to be his new nickname.
It's got to be, right? He blocked really, really well. In fact, helped move the Bears to 2-2. If you want to weigh in, we would love to take your calls. 312-644-6767. We will also do this on the other side. Let's check in with Patrick Manley and Olin Krutz and how they felt about watching Caleb Williams in this game-winning drive and what perhaps an ugly win could mean for the Chicago Bears moving forward. Hour number 3 coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.